Are you buying mutual funds based on the past performances? Why it is a wrong choice to do so, and in some cases, why it is the best choice? All of this in this episode. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary. Welcome to the Fin Azad English Podcast. If you have any doubts regarding your personal finances or how to manage them regarding mutual funds, stock markets, do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well. Now, whenever we go to the market to buy any stuff, for that matter, be it a mobile phone or a t-shirt or a car or anything, we always ask which brand is it. This is the most frequently asked question when we decide to buy any stuff. But this is a wrong question to ask if you are buying any financial product for investment. Financial investment products are subject to the current market scenarios and not to the brand of the service provider. Hence, let's say if you had bought a trouser some 10 years ago and without any wear and tear it is still working for you, or your mobile phone is working really well, then you're tempted to go for the same brand again, the same particular mobile brand, the car brand or any other brand, and you want to buy it again because it gave you a good experience, right? But in the case of financial products and especially equity investing, that is not the right thing to do, because relying on previous performances or relying on the particular brand, let's say if it was a SBI mutual fund which worked really well for you, let's say the SBI Pharma fund worked really well for you, that does not mean that once again you have to invest your hard-earned money in the same SBI Pharma fund, right? You should not consider buying it again and again without considering its current merit. So mutual funds, which are nothing but collections of stocks and assets, are the most preferred investment products. And previous returns are the most preferred criteria for selecting mutual funds nowadays. Everybody wants to go on Google and just type the best mutual funds to invest now in 2022. You get some results. You just look at those staggering numbers of 25%, 30%, 35% per annum returns, and just want to enter into those particular mutual funds. And then we notice, as in the case of most of the stocks investing as well, that when the retail participation starts, that is when the foreign institutional investors start selling and everything comes downstairs. So let's take a few examples from different fund segments and understand how all of this happens and how we should make an informed decision. Alright, so firstly, in 2020, when the COVID-19 outbreak started, there was an immediate spike in demand for the pharma sector, right? So Nifty Pharma Index was outperforming and it stood its ground for around a year. And not only that, but it doubled between March 2020 and July 2021. So just more than a year, the index went from 6,500 to 14,500. Right, which all obviously means that most of the pharma mutual funds also more than doubled between 2020 and 2021. But the pharma index has not done that well since July 2021. It has been bearish. So anybody looking at the past performance of pharma mutual funds in 2021 would be tempted to invest in it, but it would be a wrong choice. Similarly, the ICICI Prudential Technology Fund, which largely invests in the stocks of tech companies, it showed a massive gain of 27% CAGR, that is compounded annual growth return, in the last 2 years, but has given a return of minus 16% in the last 1 year. So specifically, this fund, ICICI Pru Technology Fund, was promoted really well by the AMC, and it was in the top promoted mutual funds in most of the rankings and all of that. We have talked about mutual fund rankings so many times and why it is the worst way, and it is the worst thing in fact to do, to rate to give a ranking to a mutual fund. Every mutual fund performs separately in different spans of time, so how can you rate or give it a ranking? That is the primary concern for me. And most of the big corporate houses of mutual funds are doing this and giving them star ratings and all of that. This is not a movie that you're going to watch, right? How much stars it has got out of 5 and all of that stuff. So, okay, let's not divert from the topic. But Technology did well in 2021, but 2022 saw a very wrong and a bad time for technology, especially because of the increasing slowdown kind of a situation in Europe with the Ukraine-Russia war and all of that going on. Also, US is not that good as far as its economy is concerned, and there are signs of slowdown there as well. So, and all of the Indian IT sector works actually for the European and American companies. All the IT needs are outsourced, and the companies here in India are working for it, right? So when US and Europe are not doing well in technology or IT, then it is a no-brainer that the Indian companies also will struggle. So, well, this was about the IT technology fund, but on the contrary, the Nippon India Banking and Financial Services Fund, again a good major equity fund, it gave a return of just 8.9% CAGR in the last 5 years, but has overpowered with 29% CAGR in the last 2 years. Now, Banking and Financial Services Fund, all of this sector was in fact struggling back in 2015, 16, 17, 18. 19 because of the bad loans, the NPAs and all of that. But now the time has come. Nifty PSU bank index is jumping like crazy. The Nifty bank index is jumping like crazy, showing some great bullish signs since the last 6 months. So things change and sectors change, themes change. The government, I mean the RBI, the central bank, decisions change, all of these things keep on changing, and hence selecting a mutual fund based on past performance is a very, very bad idea. Now, this we talked about the equity funds over here, we took a few examples of equity funds. Let's also talk about some debt mutual funds as well. Now, debt mutual funds have got a different working, they are not dependent on equity, they are dependent on the bond durations, the bond market and all of this, right? Now, debt funds are favorite among many investors for their ability to generate returns in a more stable manner as compared to the equity mutual funds, right? Now, if you take an example of HDFC short-term debt fund, its performance shot up post the market fall in March 2020 and gave a solid return of 11% in 2020. But since then, it has been steadily declining with 3.9% in 2021 and minus 0.2% this year, that is 2022. Now, why has this happened? Because HDFC short-term fund is high on the mod duration factor, and because in 2020, the interest rates were kept at a record low, which helped all these debt instruments give good returns. But as the interest rates were shifting upwards, as the RBI started increasing the interest rates, that is when, because of the higher mod duration, these funds have struggled. On the contrary, the ICICI Prudential Corporate Bond Fund Retail, this has given a good return in the last 1 year, and that is about 9.5%. So, the sensitivity of interest rates movements is different for different funds. And this is just one of the factors which defines the performance of a debt mutual fund. There are various other factors accompanying this as well. So, this tells us that in the debt category as well, if one fund is giving minus 0.2% and the other one is giving 9.5%, that tells us that there is so much of sensitivity to the debt market as well, the money market as well, the RBI regulations, the liquidity that is available in the market and all of this, the inflation figures and all of this. Same goes with the balanced funds as well, because balanced funds have got a mixture of equity and debt funds. And if you take again a couple of examples, the Aditya Birla balanced fund, it has given a disappointing return of 5.13% in the last 1 year, whereas in the last 3 years it gave 12.55% CAGR. But HDFC balanced fund has given 17.1% in the last 1 year with 17.94% in the last 3 years. Now again, why HDFC balance funds have given such great returns? Again, because of the interest rate sensitivity of the debt component of these balance funds is good. The stock selection has been the banking sector primarily for all the HDFC funds, especially Prashant Jain, who is the fund manager for these funds. He has always believed in the banking sector. He believes that whenever the economy does well, the banking sector has to do well. Because the economy doing well, that means there is money flowing, there is credit in the market. And if there is credit in the market, there will be funds and bankon ki bhi jeb jo hai wo bhari rahegi, right? When everybody's pocket is rich with cash, the banks also will be rich with cash. So that is the idea. And because of this, the banks have done well recently. Done more than really well. And that is the reason why the HDFC Balanced Advantage Fund, all these funds have shown some great returns. But that does not mean that will be the same case, because these funds struggled back in 2017, 2018, 2019. The HDFC Balanced Funds were struggling, whereas ICICI Balanced Advantage Fund, ICICI Balanced Fund managed by Shankaran Narayan, or the Aditya Birla Balanced Funds, all these funds were doing really well because the stock selection at that point of time was different. They were high in various other sectors like manufacturing, FMCG and all, whereas the HDFC funds are high on the banking sector. So the underlining thing that we should understand here is that fund selection or equity selection, the stock selection, it differs from time to time. You have to analyze what suits you best. The market is doing its work, right? The market is going down, one sector is going up, one sector is going down. But then what is your need? Because your need is not defined by the market. Your need is, let's say, if you want to buy a car after 5 years, if you want to plan your retirement, which could be after 15, 20, 25 years, or you need to save, you need to pay off your loans, and hence you want to like have a different cash flow and all of this. So your need plus the market's reaction or what the market projects, and then you mix both of these and make an ideal portfolio of equity investing. So I think still it is more 75% your decision. Decision on factors that are in your hand, right? And 25 to 30% should come from the market. What the market is doing. Banking is doing well. Metals is doing well. Nifty is going up. Nifty is going down. All of this around 30 or maximum 35%. And rest everything should be your input on factors which are in your control. Your need, your risk appetite, your age, your long-term goal or short-term goal, your risk-reward ratio and all of this, right? That is why it is called as personal finance. You have to manage your personal finance. It is not market finance. It is personal finance, and hence it has to be very, very personal. And you have to make a very personal and a unique decision, not depending on any news or any friend's decisions or anybody else's decision. It has to be your decision. Alright, so this is all about why you should not select a mutual fund based on past performance and what is the correlation of all these things. We took a few examples as well. I hope this was valuable for you. If you want a deeper insight into your personal finance, managing mutual funds, starting off a mutual fund portfolio, investing portfolio, then you can reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well. Well, thank you for listening to the podcast till the very, very end. Check out the other episodes as well. Also, our Hindi podcast. Also, our YouTube channel, which is doing really well. Also, the fantastic course on technical analysis that we have for all of you. Now, if you learn technical analysis, it will really help you to have a hold over the market movements. You know what is the highest probability whether Nifty is going up or down, what could be the resistance and support levels and all of this. And if you can track all of this, then you can take a good entry into any stock or mutual funds as well, because everything is momentum driven. If you know what momentum is coming up with the help of technical analysis, it will be really helpful for you. So check out that course as well on our app, the technical analysis course, which is a paid course, of course. So thank you very much, and I'll be seeing you again.